And thank you so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. And as we have been announcing, there are ongoing self-defense workshops. Here to tell us more about that is instructor Clint Schultz and also two students he has brought with him, Carlin Williams and Jim Moore. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Thanks. Let's start with you, Clint. Tell us about your background and how these classes came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been... We've been teaching martial arts for the last 10 years. And
when you say we.
So we as in, I always think of like my wife and I have been a joint venture. She's always kind of been a student, but has always been involved and actively involved. So we started with our a karate program. And then about 3 years ago, we started introducing a Filipino Kali program called Hufana Traditional Arnis. And our head instructor is out of Washington there. And then this last year, we wanted to do just kind of a strictly self-defense program. And so we started teaching the Israeli Krav Maga here in Ketchikan. And it's just been, they've just all been really successful.
How did you get into this field?
In the field? So just always had a passion for martial arts in general. My grandfather was probably like my first mentor. He had taught me Hawaiian Kempo, a system that he had learned when he was in the Marines and kind of in the World War II era. He was stationed in Honolulu, had picked it up there, had continued it on afterwards. And so growing up, I always trained with him. And so he always had a very special interest that what we do is about self-defense. It wasn't a sport style of a system. It was really just about keeping yourself safe. And so I grew up on this mentality that, you know, we practice and train in order that we can, you know, if something ever happens in our life, you know, that we're able to stay safe and get out safe, get out alive.
And in this Israeli self-defense, what is makes it different, I guess, from other types?
So the Israeli Krav Maga is unique in the sense that it was developed specifically for the Israeli Defense Force and is used and taught actively there in Israel to the military, to the special forces, to the police. It's a system that is both combat proven and self-defense proven because they're in Israel, they deal with conflict really on a day-to-day basis. And so the techniques have to work. And so when techniques don't work, they're refined and they're changed, and then it continually evolves. And what we've gotten is over this last kind of 100 years, we've gotten this evolution of the self-defense system that has been proven day in and day out. And so everything is about when it's taught, it's the Israeli Krav Maga is taught both to men and women. And so the system has to work for everybody. And so when we go over something, it's not just like it was going to work for a big, strong guy, but maybe for a smaller woman or a small guy, it's not going to be so effective. The Israeli Krav Maga, it will be effective.
And is this something that has become popular? How did you learn about it?
So I had a first introduction when I was in the Marine Corps to Israeli Krav Maga. I haven't really overly ventured into it after that. My big passion, I probably the last, 10 years has been karate and Filipino martial arts. And so when I was looking at just, you know, saying, hey, you know, maybe people just don't want, you know, to do a traditional system or, you know, the introduction of Kali, the Hufana Traditional Arnis system, you know, deals with a lot with weapons and stuff like that from the very get-go, and that can be a little intimidating. And so it's like, you know, maybe we can just teach something that is effective, but something that anybody can walk off the street, you know, do a couple months of and start feeling some real good confidence. And maybe it's something they just want to train in, you know, just for a couple months and get some foundation stuff. And so that's kind of where it developed. I looked at the systems that would be most effective for that and kept coming back to Israeli Krav Maga.
And how long have you been teaching in Ketchikan?
I've been teaching the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Ketchikan.
So I guess I hadn't heard about these classes.
Yeah.
That they're out there. So let me talk to your students. And Jim Moore, let's start with you. Is this something that you're new to, or have you been doing martial arts before?
No, I've been in several classes before. I moved to Ketchikan about 2 years ago, and wherever I've lived before, I've found a different class to join. So I've taken a similar course before, similar to the Filipino martial arts class. So it's been really nice to have that available here And it's really nice that the class is growing. Last year we didn't quite have enough people for a consistent class sometimes, but it's definitely growing.
And what made this of interest to you, and maybe this class, you said you've taken other classes, is this, have you done similar types of classes, or is this very different from what you're used to doing?
This is similar. I took a Kali class before, which is similar to the Arnis or Filipino martial arts that we're taking here.
Okay, and how has the class been going for you? Have you learned a lot of new things, or?
Yeah, it's been great. There's always something new to learn. Whether you're just starting or if you've done it for a while, you can never learn it all. So it's a constant challenge to keep growing. You get something out of every class.
Okay, and Carlin Williams, tell us about, I guess, your experience. Have you done martial arts before?
No, this is my first experience. So I've been doing it since November, and no experience in the past with martial arts or self-defense at all. I actually heard about it here on KRBD, and it's kind of caught my interest. I was looking for something a little bit different, and like the fact that you didn't have to go to every single class, so with my schedule, you could go to it built upon what you learned. And I've kind of been hooked, and I've started doing the Filipino martial arts as well.
How does it, going into it, I guess I'm, let's just say this, I'm one of these people like, I don't know, is this going to be something I really feel I can do? Did you at all feel intimidated when you went in? Did you were like gung ho to go do it?
I was very intimidated. I didn't even know how to punch right. Clint's like, don't tuck your thumb. So it's from ground zero. And your confidence builds every class that you take, and particularly when you realize that you can take down a bigger, stronger man as a woman. That's pretty empowering that way. It makes you realize that you can ask questions about your own safety and speak up, and that you don't have to just sit back and let things happen, that you take control.
And do you find it as, it sounds like it's a welcoming environment?
It is. It's very welcoming. So it's intimidating at first just because of your own constraints, and then you get to learn your teacher and your classmates, and you're very comfortable in there. And it is stressful at times because it's all new, but it's a very welcoming, educating environment.
And you've been doing this since November?
Since November.
Can you definitely see progress?
In comfort level, definitely. And I hope it's skill level.
And so I can ask you this, Clint Schultz. What are people doing in class? Can you kind of describe how the class is structured?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Israeli Krav Maga class, because it's a self-defense focus, we deal... Like one of the primary pieces we want is intensity. We want people to like get past what they think they're able to do, like maybe hitting a pad, you know, that kind of stuff. So we always start off with just kind of either some warm-up sparring or just some warm-up activities to kind of get the heart rate going. And then we spend probably the next 45 minutes on heavy, we call it fight conditioning or combat conditioning. But basically they're running through drills at high intensity levels. Sometimes we're putting in a lot of stress activities to get them kind of jumbled up, and we want them to try to just react, but we also want them to react aggressively. And so we do that 45 minutes, and you know, pretty much by the time everyone's done, I mean, everybody's exhausted, and you know, just everyone's sweating, and it's a great workout, but Carlin was talking about that camaraderie, you know, it becomes like a little secondary family. So our drills are run with everybody. So I always tell people, don't get comfortable with one partner, because you're going to work with everybody, because we want people to work with everyone, like different sized people, smaller, taller, bigger. I mean, we want them to have that experience. And then after that, we'll run into usually some basic stuff, like either some different strikes or kicks, and then we go straight into our self-defense scenarios. And so we'll work a self-defense technique. We'll usually do about three different self-defense techniques. And then what we'll do is we'll take those techniques and we'll run them through basically high-stress scenarios where either there's a single attack or multi-attack, or they got to close their eyes and spin around, or they get pushed around, and then all of a sudden there's an attacker. And so it's a constant, constant high-level stress scenarios, because self-defense works really good in a very calm environment when you know who's going to grab you and you know how they're going to grab you. But when you don't know when it's coming from or how it's going to happen, that changes the scenario. And so we want students to be able to react in that capacity. And so we cover everything from, you know, grabs, hands, chokes, bear hugs, to everything to weapons, to impact weapons, which would be like clubs and sticks, to edge weapons, which would be like knives. And we do gun threats and knife threats and stick threats, you know, because we never know what the scenario will hold. So we want students to get familiarity with how they react whether they need to talk themselves out of the scenario or if they have to react because the situation dictates.
So a couple things come to mind. It sounds like you need to be fairly fit to do this.
No, so we always
you're saying, you know, you're working out and stuff.
But. Yeah, we tell everyone you just start where your conditioning level is. And so what happens usually is that if we have a even number of students and say I'm the odd person out, I always just tell someone, hey, when you get to a part that you can't go anymore, you know, just fine. Just raise your hand. Hey, say, I need to step out. I'll usually jump in there and take your spot. If we're even and, you know, and if someone needs to take a break, they just take a break and their partner just holds. And so what we had in the beginning, we got a bunch of new students in January after we did our first Krav Maga seminar. We had a bunch of students that was absolutely new to this, physical fitness level very low. And, you know, they were sitting down, you know, between a lot of the warm-ups and activities and exercises. But now everybody's there because we just run on that philosophy. Just do the best you can. When you need to take a break, you take a break. It's on you. When you're able to come back in, jump back in. And when people do that, they're being responsible both for their health, but they're also being attentive, like say, hey, I need a break, but now I can come back in. You know, they push themselves hard, but we don't want them after first class being like, whoa, I'm never going to do that again because I'm so sore, I can barely move. We don't want that. So we really want people to kind of go into it easy, and that is where the, you know, that little family dynamic happens. You know, nobody's going to judge. Nobody's going to, you know, say anything. They're going to continue to support you, encourage you, get you back in, work you hard. And that's the biggest thing is we want all the students to challenge each other. So there's that component. And I think that helps with the mental capacity too, that there's somebody being there being like, hey, you know, you need to have harder, you need to work harder. Oh no. Hey, take a break. No problem. Hey, come back in, you know, let's do it again. And so it's really good.
So it's like, don't let it intimidate you. Start at your comfort level.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when we do the Filipino class too, that's the same, you know, because you put a weapon in someone's hands. We start with sticks with everybody from the day one, and it's a very intimidating process. You know, you put all of a sudden, no one's had, maybe they don't have any background in martial arts whatsoever, and now for their first experience, you're putting a stick in their hand, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, this is kind of intimidating, but it's the same process. You know, we get them working at their level, and we do the slow process. You know, they'll work from sticks to knives, to short swords, to double sticks, and it's like this process of scaffolding, of building upon what they did last week, and it's really good. And all of a sudden, you know, like Carlin's a great example. Is, you know, she started in November, and now, you know, here we are, you know, almost end of April, and I mean, just to see her progress after 6 months, I mean, is amazing. Confidence level, aggression, just all of that. So, you know, she really is a, kind of like a senior student within our group right now.
You'll take over teaching.
All right.
Yeah, and I guess again, to kind of explain your journey and. Physically, you know, how did things change for you? Or you mentioned sort of mentally just having more confidence and maybe go through your own process of what you gained.
Going in the door, I mean, I am physically active already, but after a 20-second bout punching the mats, you're sweating and breathing hard, and it's a whole different intensity level. So it definitely is a physical workout, and you can step in and out as you need to. But I think it's also mental, is trying to figure out the holds and the moves and what's going to work. And the biggest challenge is flipping that switch instantly without that thinking. And I, as a woman, socially you're kind of conditioned to think and be polite and maybe ignore that little bit of that instinct that comes into play, and you have to remove that. So I'm much more aware of my surroundings, and I travel for work, so that has been a good thing. And I think back to some situations and I'm like, what was I doing? You know, that was ridiculous. And ask questions, you know, I'm not comfortable with this, or it's okay to say, hey, back off, or what's going on here, in a polite way, but still get your message crossed, and then you can intensify that if you need to.
And you mentioned that on travel, you're a little more aware. Are you kind of on alert all the time, or is it not quite that?
No, I don't know if it's necessarily like on high alert, but just being aware and being okay to not go into a situation, you know, like go into an elevator if you're not comfortable, or sitting in a certain place, it's okay not to. Just because you think you have to be polite about it.
So it's not only learning physical skills, it's learning technique. How to cope with situations.
So I think this would be an excellent class for anybody going off to college, particularly young women. I tell all my friends about the class and that they should come at least to the women's self-defense class that we've been holding. And it does build a confidence and an awareness. And it just overall, it just is a really good skills to know.
So there are several classes we're talking about mm-hmm. right now. So what are the options, I guess, available to people? And can you just come in at any time, or do you need to start at the beginning of the nope. season, so to speak, or something?
Yeah, so right now, so I teach Japanese karate and Filipino martial arts on Wednesday. And then that's located at the First Assembly of God Church. And it's kind of a drop-in. You can join any time. We teach kids for everything from our little warriors, which are like 3 to 5, up to our kids and our youth. And that's all for karate program. And then we start Filipino martial arts at 7. And, we have an age limit at that, around 13 years or older. If they're around 10 to 13, if their parents come and participate, we'll let them kind of jump in. And then that runs until about 8:30 on Wednesday. And then we have our Friday class, which is our Israeli Krav Maga class, and that's located at the Ketchikan Rec Center. And that class starts from 5 to 6:30. We get that question, do I have to wait until the quarter's up? No, you can jump in any time. And so a lot of our students, they just do a drop-in pass. Like, they know, hey, I'll be able to make twice this month, and, I got to do some traveling or I'm working, so no big deal. They do a punch pass, jump in for the couple classes. We got other students that are there every Friday. So we're really on that basis, just jump in when you can. When you got to travel, do stuff, that's fine, but get back in when you can. And then Carlin was talking a little bit about that woman's self-defense class. And we've been running those. Actually, it seems like every couple months. I usually only used to do them like twice a year, one in the fall, one in the spring. We did one in the spring, and we had the Alaska State Troopers. Sergeant Grant Miller came in, and he teaches the defensive tactics program for the Alaska State Troopers. But I had him come in and had asked the Alaska State Troopers if they could do some kind of awareness talk with our ladies, just share a little bit about, statistics here in Ketchikan, Alaska, and stuff. And so he came in and did the awareness talk. We did the self-defense class. It was on a Saturday for 2 hours, and it went great. And then we started getting a lot of feedback. Hey, can we do another one? I wasn't able to come. I'd like to come to a next one. So we decided to do one in April. And so we did one 2 Saturdays ago, I think. And we had 32 ladies show up for that. And again, we had the Alaska State Troopers come. And then we had a bunch of our lady students that were there from Krav. We had Jim come and one of my other students, Chris. And they came and helped out with the class. And this time we had the Sergeant Grant Miller. He did the awareness talk again. But then he also came in and did a bunch of the ground defense with the ladies as well. And then we went through all of the self-defense applications of of how do you go from 0 to 100, like as far as intensity level. And that's what we wanted the ladies to walk away from that workshop, was that I can be intense and I can be aggressive and I can hit hard and I can fight. And we taught them a couple techniques, but it was really just all about just pure aggression. And the ladies they did fantastic. It was really wonderful to see.
And it sounds like students each kind of take on the role of the aggressor the victim or the aggressor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they get to switch roles. So if you had a really good aggressor, it's like payback. You can flip the switch, and now you get to, be that attacker for them.
And how is that experience in the class, like working with other people and, having to practice these techniques with, I don't know, if are there any apprehensions, like I don't want to hurt someone, or how does that all kind of work? Any thoughts on?
Well, you have to hold back a little bit when you're practicing hitting your partner, but you try to keep in mind, in reality, you would use much more force. And we practice hitting the pads a lot, so you do get the experience of hitting as hard as you can, as fast as you can.
Okay. And that is like the sense of safety, like it's really a safe environment. People don't have to worry about they might get injured or anything along those lines.
Well, I think that's that's one of the things that you got to remember when you step into a contact sport. Everything that we do as far as martial art goes, we believe in that there has to be contact in order for it to be real and effective. And so there is there's a progression of the contact that starts to take place. When you're really new, everything's super light and there's very light contact. But then as you progress, as your skill level progresses, your safety progresses, there is a higher level of contact that starts to take place. And you want that because you're coming from nothing. And, when you get punched or you get hit, it's kind of like it's a high stress situation. It just impacts you. But over time, the more you have that happen, the more you can control how you react, and you want to be able to react very, like we call it counter. You want to be able to counterattack it. So if someone hits you, you want to be able to protect yourself and then become the aggressor if you need to be to defend yourself. And that only happens through being able to have that contact. But we do it in a safe environment. You know, we'll wear mouth guards, groin cups, gloves. You know, we'll do what we need to do to keep people safe depending on what we're doing. If we're doing the stick fighting for the Filipino, we wear helmets and gloves, and we will use live sticks, but for new students, we'll use padded sticks, and so it's a slow progression. In Krav, you know, we'll use hand gloves sometimes when we're sparring, mouth guards, cup, just to keep yourself safe, but also knowing that it is still contact, and we want students to slowly develop that. It's okay. It's okay if I get bumped around because I'm joining a contact sport. It's like I wouldn't join football and then be like, I don't want to get hit. You know, it's the same thing. I wouldn't join martial arts and say, well, I don't want any contact. But we'll take the contact slow and build your confidence up so that, yeah.
I was going to say, and I'm thinking more is the self-defense class or mm-hmm. something like that versus obviously if you're going into a martial arts class, you know.
So we think about like the workshop. That,
but a lot of times the workshop okay. end of it because, yeah. you know, sometimes, well, I'm only coming to this one workshop. What am I
no,
walking
we're gonna,
into?
We're going to totally push you to to some uncomfort zones. And that's part of that process is, you know, we'll stop the ladies and just be like, hey, you know, we need more. It needs to be more intense. We'll give safety things. But the high intensity happens with the pads. It won't happen like one-on-one. When they're doing the actual self-defense moves, we put both the defender and the attacker in positions of safety. So we'll tell the attacker, hey, you need to put your head on their back. So like you're doing a bear hug from behind, you need to put your head on their middle of their back. So when they throw their elbows up, that you don't get caught in the face. And so we'll put those pieces in place. And, you know, every once in a while, someone will get a little caught, but, you know, because, you know, everybody's there for the same purpose. You know, there's apologies and no big deal. I'm fine. Keep going. And it just works out really good. And I don't think the safety part, we haven't had any. There's no issues whatsoever,
okay.
Just because of our environment. And then we have all our instructors and people helping people in those positions and how to do it right.
Okay, and I guess I'm asking that just because there are people who are a little, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to get myself into, but I really want to learn this.
Yeah, we tell them just step in the door, step in the door, sign up, like just jump in, and then we'll work with them and get them in a position. And we always do share time at the end, you know. So the last workshop we had 32 ladies all in a big circle, and we have every single one of them go around and they share experiences. What'd you learn? What'd you think? Was there any home moments for you? And one of the big answers was, I didn't know I could be that aggressive. I didn't know I could do this. And there was like that confidence level to say, like, I didn't know. I didn't know that this was possible kind of deal. So there was a bridge that was kind of built there to say that you don't have to be this timid kind of weak person. You can be powerful and strong and empowered. And how do you do that? You just got to get pushed a little bit.
Okay, and that's what you were saying as well, Connor.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. We have a few minutes left. So if there's anyone out there that has a question or comment, you can give a call 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. If someone's interested in these classes, how would they find out more about them?
So I think one of the probably the best ways is you can contact me directly. So you know, we have our Facebook page, Kingdom Academy. And so people can get on there and message me directly. And that Kingdom Academy covers all of our classes that we do. If they're interested in the Israeli Krav Maga class, they can just contact the rec center. And they can sign up there. And then they just pop up into class on Fridays. So our next class is this Friday at 5 to 6:30. If they're interested in Filipino martial arts with the Hufana system, they would just come on Wednesday, 6:45. And just come up to the church on Fairview. It's 3225 Fairview Avenue, First Assembly of God Church, Big Blue Church, once you get up on Fairview. And they just come on in. And so we're real, real relaxed in the sense of just, hey, just, you know, if there's something you're interested in, just drop in. And some people will come and they'll just watch a class. They just want to check it out. That's perfectly fine. I always encourage people, one time only. You only get to watch it once. Second time, you gotta jump in and start participating because it just breaks through that barrier.
If you sit on the sidelines forever, you'll never get in. Get in the game.
Yep, but they can, I'm pretty easy to find, so.
And you mentioned that the women's self-defense, you potentially will have another workshop. Any sense of when that next one might be?
Yeah, so we got it scheduled for July. And so I have that actually on our Kingdom Academy page as well. And the date is, is July 29th. That's going to be there at the Rec Center from 12 to 2 p.m. And I think we've got around like 18 ladies already signed up for it. And so we're just encouraging people. I try to put it on Ketchikan events about every month, just some updates and stuff like that. We have it on our Kingdom Academy page. We encourage people, if they can, to sign up with me just to let me know, hey, I want to go. Because we want them to do two things, is we want them to share it with other people and we want them to invite friends. Because part of this is a lot of people afterwards, after the fact, will be like, I didn't know that this was going on. And so the more that other people can share this, just like Jim and Carlin talk about, you know, like, hey, I'm sharing this with my friends. I'm sharing this with my coworkers. We want the awareness of what we're doing, like the self-defense aspect, to be available for everyone and not for someone to miss out because they just didn't know about the event. So we put some flyers up. We'll put flyers up for it, but the Rec Center will have it up on their schedule, and then yep, and they can let me know, or they can just drop in that day as well. We had the local newspaper did an article a couple weeks ago, right before that Saturday of our class, and we had like three or four ladies that had read it, heard that there was a class, and just showed up, and so that was cool as well.
Okay, yeah. And it's was somebody else saying something? Okay, yeah. it's Krav Maga, is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it's called Israeli Krav Maga, and what that means is contact combat. So,
and it sounds like you should dress light,
yeah,
that you're going to sweat a lot. Dress for a workout. There you go.
So yeah, and most people are shorts and T-shirt. We have Krav Maga T-shirts. That's kind of like our base uniform for the class, but you can wear anything. So tank tops, shorts, whatever you want. Wear your shoes because we want it to be a realistic self-defense, and you're going to get a great workout.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Anyone want to add anything else?
I would just encourage people to check it out and see what they think about it, and I think they would enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for being here. And, again, classes ongoing and future classes coming up.
Cool.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria.
Clint Schultz, he is the instructor, and also two of the students, Carlin Williams and Jim Moore. And it sounds like Jim assists often as well with his experience. So, again, if you're interested in some of those classes, you can find out from the Recreation Center or at the Kingdom Academy Facebook page.